News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, no shortage of interest in the commercial property investment market here, with the various real estate agencies publishing their New Year outlooks for 2019. An audience of up to 800 people is expected to attend CBRE's annual outlook presentation at the RDS this morning. And to give us a sample in advance, we're joined in studio by Marie Hunt, CBRE Executive Director and Head of Research. Marie, thanks for coming in. Busy morning ahead of you. Two successive record years in terms of commercial property investment over the last 2 years. You're expecting 2019 could be another record.
I think so. I think in particular, if we look at something like the office take-up figures, we've had 2 years now of above average take-up, very much skewed by growth in the technology sector. And in fact, if you look at the top three lettings in the market last year, there were Facebook, Google and LinkedIn, which combined was about a third of the market. And there's very, very strong demand again for 2019. So we would expect to see three in a row, really, for the Dublin office market in terms of another very strong year ahead based on the volume of demand that's there currently and also in terms of the volume of stock reserved and likely to transact in 19.
And a huge increase in demand in the flexible working office space, which is likely to continue, I presume.
Yes, it was one of the key trends of 2018. In fact, of all of the office stock leased in the city last year, 12% of it was to the likes of WeWork and Iconic and other flexible type operators. And I think even in instances where landlords are reluctant to lease their space to a flexible provider, they themselves are having to provide flexible options because that's what the millennial generation wants.
Industrial logistics seems to be one of the dark horses coming up along the stand side very quickly, particularly with the whole, surge in e-commerce and online retail.
Absolutely. I think this is something that's been growing for a number of years. About 11% of Irish retail spend is now happening online and we're increasingly expecting things to be delivered same day. So as a result, this has led to increased demand for logistics and distribution space and we've seen huge appetite there. And I suppose to some degree, Brexit has also exacerbated this trend because we've quite a lot of people operating in Ireland, particularly retailers, who bring everything into the country through the port or across the border and now realising an element of in-country distribution would be worthwhile. So I think regardless of what happens in Westminster later today, the industrial and logistics sector of the Irish market will benefit from Brexit regardless of whether it's a hard or soft outcome.
Does that mean we're going to see more retail parks, more warehousing along our main thoroughfares out of our cities?
Not necessarily retail parks, but certainly industrial logistics space. And it's not just for e-commerce. You know, you have things like pharma, food manufacturing, but particularly distribution and e-commerce are driving it to a significant degree, yes.
Now, you mentioned that ongoing switch from physical retail to online. That, you think, will have an effect on secondary streets in our towns and cities?
I think that the structural change that's happening in retail is not something that's unique to Ireland. It's something that's happening globally. We've had a lot of bad news coming out of the US and the UK even in recent weeks. I think Ireland has been a little bit immune from that in the sense that our footfall is still holding up, consumer spending still strong, etc. And we don't have an oversupply of retail that many of the other markets like the US have. But at the same time, we are being tarnished by this structural change in retail. And I think as a result, there's a thinner pool of investors looking to invest in that sector right now. There's still a lot of appetite for prime retail, but once you move into secondary or provincial assets, there's a thinner pool of investors willing to bid. And as a result, the likelihood is that yields in that sector might well soften in 2019.
Now, speaking of where investors see higher yield potential, we all know the problems in terms of residential accommodation supply, but the build-to-rent sector is one of the areas that is attracting big interest, particularly from overseas investors.
Well, this is something, I suppose, it's unusual because in 2012, residential didn't form part of our investment market, and last year was 30% of spend. So it's gone from 4% in 2015 to 30% in a very short space of time. And a lot of that is international capital chasing build-to-rent investment opportunities, predominantly in Dublin, but increasingly in other locations as
long-term, consistent stream of revenue.
That's exactly it. The type of investors are institutional pension fund type money who are looking for long, stable income streams, and the build-to-rent model offers that. And at the same time, from an occupier perspective, there's huge demand for rental stock. So that's what's driving this appetite.
Although we've already seen that it has caused some ripples where people wanted to buy individual apartments in big multifamily blocks, and the institutional investors have gone in and bought the whole apartments block whole.
Yeah, I think the challenge in this sector over recent years is there hasn't been a lot of investable stock. We haven't had had true build-to-rent stock. We had a lot traded in recent years, which was built to sell and ultimately converted, whereas we're now beginning to see the first true build-to-rent stock, which is designed at the outcome as a build-to-rent product with the necessary amenities and being traded accordingly. So going forward, I think we will be building stock to suit, whereas what's been trading recently is build-to-sell stock being bought for build-to-rent purposes, which is not really true build-to-rent.
All right, okay, notwithstanding the axe of Brexit hanging over us, a broadly positive year ahead in 2019.
Absolutely, I think 2019 is shaping up to be another very strong year for the market.
Marie-Anne, thanks indeed for coming into us and the best of luck with your presentation to that vast audience this morning in the RDS.